Welcome to Stories from 400 Feet, the podcast that gives you the inside story on what is happening in the drone industry, from the everyday to the not-so-everyday events that define this industry and push it forward. If a drone flies, we'll be there.
Hi, I'm Danielle Gagne, Chief Storyteller for Volatus Aerospace, and today I'm joined by Chris Corignati, President of Mission Go. It's great to have you on the podcast today. Can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
I'm Chris Corignani. I'm the president of Mission Go. Joined the team just at the end of April this year, so coming up on 3 months. And super excited to join really an already great team, well-positioned, and working with Scott Plank, our CEO, to position the company going forward. And just an exciting time to be in the industry, and especially, I think, within Mission Go, because we do have a lot going on right now. My background is I was career Navy, flew P-3s for most of my career and got into the unmanned world towards the end of that time and around the 2015 timeframe. And I've been in and out of the industry in various capacities as a consultant and in a manufacturing capacity for about the last 7 years.
That's incredible. And thank you for your service. Can you tell me a little bit about Mission Go and some of the projects you've been doing?
Sure. Yeah, Mission Go is sort of two parts to the company. One is a services company, and the other is a drone manufacturing and certification operation. So on the services side, we've got three main pillars. We do infrastructure inspections. We do training mostly for the public safety sector, and we do critical cargo delivery, which is where we've gotten a lot of notoriety and recognition for some of the organ transport flights we've done. Some of the first, actually the first organ ever transplanted into a human being that was transported via drone to its destination. So that's on that side. And then the aircraft, we have currently a 55-pound all-electric helicopter that's in the FAA certification process. And the criteria has been accepted, and we're just waiting for it to be published in the Federal Registry. And once we do that, we'll be off and running into our test cycle and hopefully have a type-certified aircraft here by the end of the year.
That's fantastic. How has that type certification process been for Mission Go?
Well, I think we share the frustrations of a lot of the industry. I think, as you know, the FAA suspended the processing for about a 9 or 10 month period. And as a small business, it's really, really hard to put everything on hold for that long. So we lived through that. They restarted the process, and we're literally expecting the airworthiness criteria to be published in the Federal Registry, like I said, any day now. So if there's anybody listening that can make that happen, we would love to see that get published.
I think I can echo that. How do you foresee that changing Mission Go and the industry once that type certification comes into play?
Well, it just allows us to then start our test cycle to get to the eventual type cert. And the type cert, I think that people don't appreciate really the value of that yet and what it's going to open up. It's going to open up airspace, whether it's flight over people, beyond visual line of sight. And it's that, you know, it's the FAA stamp of approval saying, hey, it's a real company, it's a real aircraft, you know, parts certification, maintenance operations, everything that goes into that. So it's a big deal, I think, just from a credibility standpoint, and then taking that to market and being able to say, hey, people, we've got a type-certed aircraft, here's what it can do for you, and we're excited to bring that to market.
Yeah, I mean, it just changes the conversation completely about what you can do and right. How easily you can do it. So a lot of people might not understand the difference between BVLOS and type certification and what they bring to the table for the industry. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, I mean, it's not going to open up the airspace to be able to just get up and go fly wherever you want to. But when you go for a specific mission, be it a power line or a pipeline, and you're talking to the FAA and, hey, this is where we want to set the operation. Here's how we're going to separate it. Oh, by the way, we're using a type certified aircraft. Okay, the big safety check has already been accomplished, right?
Right.
So now they have confidence in what you're going to use to perform the mission. Eventually, you know, the access to the airspace will open up and change. But I think that's the entering argument into any conversation to be able to go do those missions is you have to have a type certified aircraft. If you don't, the answer should be or will be no.
Yeah. And when major companies are looking to replace helicopters and those more expensive aircraft, they're looking really for certified equipment that can do the same thing. And that's
sure.
Exactly what you'll get.
Right. Yeah. If you're used to performing a mission in a manned aircraft from a business standpoint, you have to have the same reliability and the same data collection and the same end product, right? And you have to deliver to your customer the same data information, whatever the mission set is, you still have to deliver that. So you have to have you know, quality, reliable equipment to go out and perform your mission.
And you can get that a lot quicker with type certification.
I agree.
So anyone from the FAA is listening who can speed that along, please do. My final question for you, to go back to the organ delivery, because I'm really fascinated with that. It's a great story that kind of goes beyond our industry. It kind of brings attention to what this industry is all about. Mm-hmm. Can you talk a little bit about those successes and where that fits in your plan at Mission Go?
Sure. Yeah, I mean, one of the things we like to talk about is we want to use unmanned systems for good, right? To do missions that matter. And certainly that's an easy sell. No one can really argue with whether, you know, getting a heart or a kidney to someone who needs a transplant, whether that's important or not. There are times and places where it's going to be more efficient, certainly I think cheaper and quicker to move it via drone. And it's part of an ecosystem. One of our sister companies, Medigo, is in the organ tracking. They have a logistics platform that basically tracks organs from the donor to the recipient and manages, you know, because it can be a car, it can be an airplane, it can be a courier on foot. It's a very mixed modal or multimodal operation. And we fit into that perfectly because we're aligned with them and they're a sister company. So we're in their ecosystem already, but now we're just another node in their logistics network as an unmanned aircraft that can bridge whatever transportation gap exists.
And it's so important to have that logistics aspect to what you're doing. There's been a lot of talk about delivering medicine, but that's always been somewhat within the industry itself. Mm-hmm. You're actually working with people who've been doing this for many years, right?
Yeah, this is a broader ecosystem of medical professionals that we're tied into. It's not a one-off, you know, flying medicines or vaccines. And that's not to degrade that because that's important work. And people have set up in operations to do just that. But we've been able to tie into the broader network. And so that, I think, gives us a leg up or a unique perspective on the industry and also some of the challenges and the requirements of operating. And then obviously, again, it gets back to what's the value of a certified aircraft?
Yeah.
Well, if somebody's life is on the line, you want to make sure that aircraft is ready to go and it's going to meet the mission.
Absolutely.
Yep.
Thank you so much for joining me today.
All right. Take care.
Take care.